From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If the financial meltdown produced any winners on Wall Street, it was the giant investment house Goldman Sachs. Now, Goldman is being sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission on charges of misleading clients so the bank could profit from market losses. And today on Capitol Hill, some of the firm's officials who were most intimately involved in this controversial trading found themselves in the hot seat. NPR's David Wellner reports.
As four current or former Goldman managers sat stiffly at the witness table, Permanent Investigation Subcommittee Chairman Carl Levin came off more judge than moderator at a hearing he scheduled weeks before the SEC sued the firm. Levin gave this verdict on the reams of internal Goldman emails his panel subpoenaed last year.
The evidence shows that Goldman repeatedly put its own interests and profits ahead of the interests of its clients and our communities. Its misuse of exotic and complex financial structures helped spread toxic mortgages throughout the financial system. And when the system finally collapsed under the weight of those toxic mortgages, Goldman profited from the collapse.
The words betting and gambling were both used at the hearing to describe Goldman's business dealings. Nevada Republican John Ensign took umbrage.
I think most people in Las Vegas would take offense at having Wall Street compared to Las Vegas, because in Las Vegas, actually, people know that the odds are against them. They play anyway. On Wall Street, they manipulate the odds while you're playing the game.
Rising to Goldman's defense was the managing director of its structured products group, Michael Swenson, who insisted he and others were not told to bet on the housing market falling.
We were instructed to reduce risk and get the position closer to home. We were not told what direction to take just to get there.
Also at the witness table was Fabrice Fab Tour. He set up the synthetic collateralized debt swap at Goldman's London office that prompted the SEC to sue Goldman. Tour insisted he'd done nothing wrong.
Mr. Chairman, the last week has been challenging for me and my family, as I have been the target of unfounded attacks on my character and motives. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before the subcommittee to answer these false charges. I wish to repeat, I did not mislead IKB or ACA, two of the most sophisticated institutional investors in these products anywhere in the world.
A particular subject of senatorial ire was how some of the products Goldman was selling were scorned in its internal communications. Chairman Levin pointed out to Goldman's chief financial officer, David Vinier, emails describing one of Goldman's security products with a six-letter word rhyming with pretty.
When you heard that your employees in these emails, when looking at these deals, said, God, what a deal. God, what a piece of crap. When you hear your own employees or read about those in the emails, do you feel anything?
I think that's very unfortunate to have on email.
Are you embarrassed?
And very unfortunate. I don't.
On again, email,
please, please don't take that.
How about feeling that way?
I think it's very unfortunate for anyone to have said that in any form.
How about to believe that and sell it?
I think that's unfortunate as well.
No, that's what you should have started with.
You're correct. It is.
The final witness was Goldman's chairman and CEO, Lloyd Blankfein. He told the panel the day the SEC sued his firm was one of the worst of his professional life. He said if Goldman doesn't have its clients' trust, it can't survive. Levin pressed the point.
Is there not a conflict when you sell something to somebody and then are determined to bet against that same security and you don't disclose that to the person you're selling it? You see a problem?
In the context of market making, that is not a conflict.
Blankfein added he did not think a client needs to know when Goldman is betting against a product it's selling. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capital.